No, I ain't no sweat. Don't. I was gonna start talking. I didn't know you're gonna.
Yo. Well, let's just get straight into it. This is the Real Talk podcast, the realest podcast on the internet, the fastest growing platform out there right now in the streaming and entertainment space. Welcome, everybody that's listening. We appreciate you being here. My name is DeliMeat18. I am the leader of the TMGC. I am joined here today by my boys,
VP Ash, aka Enraging the Nashi.
Savior Zaps, the fucking boy. Last week I was cloned. This is the real me. So I'm gonna be, you know, talkative. No, I'm playing. Gotta make joke out of something. But anyways, folks, it's your boy Savior Zaps, nonetheless. And we back with another episode. Me and the fucking gang. Every Wednesday we release on all major audio platforms. And yeah, at the day of this recording too, daylight saving. It was an hour added, right?
Oh, I don't
or, know, yeah. Yeah, hour added, yeah. So it's really fucking me up right now. So, Deli, bro, what's been on your mind? Talk to me.
What a week. What a week. So, before we get into the meat and potatoes and what this podcast is going to surround, the week has been good. It's been a successful week for the team. We launched a new show. Just another string to the bow.
I
don't know what he said.
Another string to the bow. That is a saying.
Another string to the bow.
Another string to the bow. Add another string to the bow.
You sound like me.
You not heard that before?
I ain't never heard of that, champ.
Google it. It's definitely a. Here he goes.
You can say another spoke on the wheel.
It's like one of my ex girlfriends would Google everything that came out of my mouth.
I have to. Another string. Yeah, carry on.
But yeah, so we launched Let's Talk About It, hosted by myself and Britt. Asher just nodded, so you can go to YouTube to see that. He confirmed that it is a quote, it is a saying, phrase, whatever you want to call it. So yeah, we launched that. We're going to talk about that a little later if we have time. But before I get into, you know, another phrase, the meat and potatoes, how was your week, Ash?
Shit. I don't want to go back to work, man. This is my final week.
I was going to ask.
This upcoming week is literally my final week of not having to work, and then I'm back. So if anybody wants my streams to, anyone wants to make my streams pop off so I don't have to go back to work and can fully entertain you guys, that would be fantastic. But other than that, week's been good, man.
I actually listened to a podcast with a guy who talked about having a sugar mama, and I was like, oh, I could do with that.
I've tried to convince my girlfriend that I would do absolutely nothing. Maybe a few pictures here and there, but
oh no, he has to let her throw it back. So yeah,
he has to throw it back.
He has to let her throw it back. Oh, so he has to fuck her. Yeah.
I just wear a prosthetic. Just fucking the dark. That's fine. I'm dark as hell anyway. I mean, she's like, you feel that feel good? Yeah, I'm so good.
So, Zaps, your week. How's it been, bro? Have you started a new job?
Bro, no, I start that tomorrow, as a matter of fact. Yeah, tomorrow's my first day on the job. Pretty excited. Nervous, but I'm excited because I'm up for a challenge. This week has been really busy. There's been a lack of content from me in terms of Twitch and YouTube because I've just been out the house for like the past 2-3 days, which is... That's not my character. But anyways, yeah, I was out the house planning my mom's birthday party. She turned 60. But yesterday was a great surprise birthday. Yeah, it was a great surprise birthday party. She was real shocked and happy. You know, we had all, you know, aunts and all there, you know, uncles and all that. So we just had family there. It was a great time. But tomorrow, yeah, my first day on the job. So hopefully nothing gets affected in terms of like, you know, streaming and all that, most likely, but yeah, no, just busy and just, I'm just tired. I just want to chill today.
I feel that. So that feeling of starting a new job is like one of the best feelings, like the anxiety, but also like the fact you don't need to go back to your old shit.
Exactly. And it's like, it sucks that this week went by so fast, but I'm ready to get back to work. At a new job, to a new setting, you know, new energy, you know what I'm saying? So, and you know, a place to grow too. my last job. Obviously I had to leave because I just outgrown the place. Nothing else for me to do there. So
Nah, it does get like that. Yeah, I'm kind of like at that position right now at work where like I there's nowhere for me to go, and also I know I don't want to go anywhere. So like
yeah.
work even feels even more redundant because I know I don't want to grow, don't want to progress. Like this is what I want to do full time. But
Yeah.
the pain of going to work every day is just it hurts. It really does something to someone's soul. Like,
Yeah, no, it's
and it's going to be even worse for
dog.
Ash. Like 6 weeks off work, close to oh, well over a month. Like what's that? Nearly 2 months. You've had nearly 2 months off.
2 months off.
Fuck. Fuck.
It's gonna be like a whole new shock to the fucking body.
Got to get up at a certain time. Got to. Oh. And you work from home as well. For those that don't know, Ash works from home, and he's a new dad, so he's gonna have the baby in the background.
Minor,
Your girl in the
minor.
background. No, but it's those distractions that you're like, I want to go play with my baby, but I can't
Oh,
because I've got to fucking sit on the phone or sit in a meeting or do some other dumb shit. Yeah, nah, no way. But speaking of this past week, so I had a few. And I said this, I'm going to redo this joke, but I had more than two conversations with people who asked about the pod. And we also, the WhatsApp also popped up at one point as well. And there was a whole, Brit tried to like almost stage an intervention at one point as well, it felt
Brit
like.
was trying to be the
She was. So anyone that listened to last week's pod will know that we were a man down for, I would say, 90% of it. And.
I would say I was cloned, but
Well, so one of the things, one of the accusations that was thrown about and was actually said was that we bully Zaps.
listen, whoever said that, I appreciate you, but it's not. Bro, I take shit from everyone every day. It's, you know.
And then the next thing that was alleged, that was asked, were are Ash and Zaps actually friends? Do they actually like each other? What,
Don't know. Does Ash like me? I don't know.
you mean
I
you
like
don't?
him. He's my brother, but I don't know if he's considering me a brother.
Well, I think the when so Zaps, me and you had a conversation,
Yeah.
and me and Ash have also had a conversation. And before we get into it, because I do want to kind of let you two speak and kind of say your pieces. When I was thinking about like how we were going to do this, because we before the way I thought we'd do it is we'd do it off stream, but then I thought, you know what? It's real talk. Like that ain't what the premise of this
Off
podcast is.
stream?
Off stream, off air. But then I thought, this is real talk. Like. The whole premise of this is that we talk about the things we talk as men, we communicate properly, we talk properly, and everything is very raw. Pause. But
Buddy.
buddy, but yeah. So I decided this is the best way to do it. I asked Zaps if he's comfortable. He said yes. I asked Ash if he was comfortable. He said yes. So let's get into it. So Zaps, I'll let you kick it off, bro. In hindsight. Last week, how did you feel about it?
Well, in the moment, I was genuinely mad, obviously. Ain't nothing, to hide there. I ain't gonna beat around the bush. I was genuinely like annoyed. I was pretty upset. That's why I wasn't talking. And I was actually in a good mood that day too. Like I was, came back from, hanging with family and all that, and it got completely ruined. And I'm not saying that to like, for sympathy points. I'm not saying that. That's on me. Again, I was genuinely upset. And then after the pod, and then as the week went on, like, I just kind of like, I don't know, just stopped caring about it as much. I don't know. I don't know what was going on that day. I really don't know. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe Ash and I caught each other in, I don't know, weird moods, or I don't know. I really don't know. But no, I was upset. Sometimes like when you get like, and don't get me wrong, like I get jokes thrown at me fucking every day. My family, friends, you know what I mean? I get shit thrown at me every day. I actually, as a matter of fact, later on that week, I was on my way to the gym with my sister-in-law, and I'm not going to speak too much on this whole situation, but we was on the way to the gym, and I was like, kind of just, I didn't, I'm not gonna say I snapped on her. I didn't snap on her at all. But I was like, one more joke, and I'm gonna actually snap. Like, 'cause I was just tired. I don't know. Maybe I just been wearing myself out with what I'm doing or whatever. And like, I guess Ash, and this is just how Ash is. You know what I mean? I told you this too, Deli, that I don't want people, like not even just you two. I don't want people around me centering themselves or, putting the filter on, because again, jokes are being thrown out every fucking day, not towards me, but towards everybody. But I don't know, just that day I was just sick of it, I guess. I was just not in the mood for it. I was in the mood for the pod, and we throw our jokes on the pod, which is cool, but it was just way too early, I guess. Within 10 minutes, not even 10 minutes, within like 5 minutes into the pod, it was like, we're doing this. Like, this is how we're gonna, like, you know what I mean? So I don't know. Maybe that's what like made me mad, what pissed me off, but I don't know. But yeah, I mean, I'm over it now. Jokes again are being thrown every day. It's not like, I'm not losing sleep over it. So
So Ash, how did you feel about last week? And
I mean,
what I want to say is, sorry, Ash, sorry to interrupt, bro, but we spoke about it a little bit. What I really don't want is anyone to, and I know you won't, but anyone to try and be nice or censor themselves. I want to know how you boys really felt last week before I say how I felt about last week, because I've rewatched it and listened to the podcast to get both POVs.
yeah, I mean, shit, it is what it is. Like, it's just a thing of when there's hurdles or there's things that happen in the way, you just gotta kind of deal with it and get on. Try to just deal with that in a professional manner and just keep the pod going. And yeah, just kind of didn't pay my mind to it after. Obviously was annoyed after, because just the fact that, like, I think it would have been better even to just switch off, like turn off the camera or just like go off of the pod, because obviously that is now in the recording. Very hard to it's not very hard to edit out, but you would have to, like, just a bit more extra work to do that, and obviously we didn't. And then yeah, it was just it was what it was, man. Jokes were flying, then Zaz went quiet, then we had to do the pod, and then I kind of already, well, I mean, I told you, Deli, like after we finished pod, I kind of predicted what would happen, and yeah, it happened. So it is what it is.
So before we get into our relationship,
Wait,
have you
what?
our relationships like the bro, I'm trying to be professional, you know what
You said relationship.
saying? Before we get into our relationships with each other, as in our friendships and our relationships off stream and our, how we communicate with each other and stuff like that. I rewatched it and it was hard to watch. It was hard to watch, I will say that. And this isn't me like passing like blaming anyone in particular and how we interacted, but it was tough to watch. It was tough to watch. And I don't think it can happen again. I think if one of us gets a little bit too heated or one of us gets into it, either you have to persevere and move the conversation on and just put a professional head on, or one of us has to leave. Something has to happen like that, because it was painful. It was, I mean, she wasn't joking either, Jules. Like, she was actually triggered by like watching it. Like, it actually made her mad. Like,
Valid.
at least I believe that's like what she said. Like, because she put the comment was, "I'm the thing I'm most triggered by is obviously the fact that Zaz was quiet."
I was either on my phone or watching a movie.
Yeah, and it's just not, it's not professional, and that's where, we kind of have to learn as men to communicate better and understand each other better, and We do know the thing that annoyed me a little bit, Zaps, and this is me having a conversation with you right now. The thing that annoyed me a little bit is we know how each other interacts. So we spoke literally like what, half an hour ago. You said to me like we are very unfiltered. And I think if we're gonna carry on being ourselves, we have to understand each other better. And I think we do. I think we do. And like Zap said, that maybe like it was just the wrong time, wrong day, and it was just like a one-off. But yeah, it felt for me, and this is where I'm gonna pass to you boys. It felt to me that almost instantaneously there was a little bit of animosity, or like a little bit of like and there was an edge to it almost instantly. Do you know
On
what I mean?
the pod
Yeah,
last week,
when I
like
watched it back,
on
when I watched
air.
it back, because we had the conversation when Britt tried to do the intervention of like who started the jokes. And watching it back, there was like a moment where as soon as the joke started, there was an edge. There was like a little
All
bit, because
right.
I even go, shit, we're starting off spicy. Like there's a little bit of
Yeah.
and my question would be, and Zaps, it sounds like you may have something to say on it, is that where does that come from? Like what is it that kind of triggered that, or triggered, the response you gave?
I don't know. It's probably what you said, like to reiterate what you said, like, just bad timing, I guess, or like, me being who I am. Like sometimes I'm like that. Like, people who know me very well, they can vouch for that. Like sometimes, I can take a joke, sometimes I just can't and I just snap. 'Cause it's like, just again, bad timing, just bad, you know what I mean? Like, and again, I had a good day that day. It was Sunday, I was with the family and all that, and I got home. Sat down, was just chilling, and I was working on some things before the pod and all that, and we came in and we started off on a really positive note. Even Ash said that, we came on here and he was like, "Oh yeah, man, I'm jealous of y'all beers and shit like that, compliments, friendly compliments." But I don't know. I guess it was just I'm just tired of hearing the same shit. Me personally, like I don't know, like jokes are jokes again, but like it's just. Every single day, I hear the same thing from like everyone, bro. And it's just not even like, it's like, all right, like I get it. Like sometimes I think, me honestly, personally, like sometimes I think we're beating a dead horse with a joke. And again, jokes like are thrown out part of the friendship. Cool. We, dog, me and Ash, it was like 2 weeks ago before the incident. It was like 2 weeks ago, like me and him was like on my stream, legit, like giving each other hell. We was giving each other hell on my stream, and then like it was another one of your streams, Deli. It was me, you, Ash, and Britt. We was all on Resurgence. We was
Yeah.
on Warzone, and me and Ash was also giving each other hell on there. And it was like back and forth. You know what I mean? Like jokes are gonna get thrown at each other every single day. But it's like I guess me personally, like I just got tired of it. You know what I mean? Bad timing, I guess. I do think though, me personally, I do think right. And I'm not saying, oh, this person started it, that person. I'm not saying any of that, because I said some shit too. It takes two to tango. But I'm saying, right? Why y'all both laughing? I thought we was keeping it professional.
No, we are, bro. I just know. I know where this is going. I want to hear it. I want to hear it. Because the thing is, what I think is that sometimes, bro, and this is just me giving you advice as a friend and as a brother, is that sometimes you try to be a little bit too polite, and sometimes you have to say it a bit. Just say what you want to say, bro. Just instead of beating around the bush, just say like, bro, like you. Is it, do you know? Every time I say that as well, I think there's an Eminem bar as well where it says like, you beat around the bush like you're scared to eat pussy, so you eat around the tush.
You said
Like,
puss, eat around the puss,
this
bro.
man referenced the Eminem bar.
Oh, he didn't even
It's
say
from
that.
it's from 8 Mile. Anyway, so you beat around the bush. Like sometimes I think maybe what you have to do when you feel black people are joking a bit too much is just say what's on your fucking mind, bro. Just tell people they're being a
No, real
fucking
shit.
dick.
No, real shit though. Like, I do have a problem with like being too polite, 'cause it's like now I'm
I
starting to
can hear it.
like.
That's why I'm smiling, bro, because I'm like, this guy's
No, well,
obviously
no,
angry
I,
about some shit. Say it,
listen,
bro.
no, listen though, like, in all honesty, it's like for like the past like 2, 3 months, I've been trying to get into that mindset of just not caring as much, not caring what I do, say, or whatever, right? Shout out to my boy Sheeves, because me and him talked about that a little while ago. So shout out to Sheeves, that's my guy. But yeah, no, I that is my problem is that I'm a bit, I'm overly nice. But yeah, no, last Sunday I was, yeah, no, I was annoyed of the jokes. I was tired of them. Yeah, I'm just tired of them. I'm not tired of them all the time. We can crack them, but it was like, bro, like I got on the pod and it's like
Well,
within
sometimes
five
that's how
minutes,
it's
it's
gonna
like,
be,
bro.
bro. That's sometimes how it's gonna
Yeah,
be.
it's just,
And the
this
thing
is
is,
how it is. But
you either
again,
have to, you have to,
but
you reciprocated though, bro. You reciprocate the energy. If I didn't want to joke with you that day, if it was me and you having that same situation, if I didn't want to joke about it that day, I'd just be like, all right, good joke, bro. And then it
yeah,
has to move on. Instead, you
but that's what I'm
engaged in
saying
it.
though. It was just, yeah, I did. That's what I'm
But
saying.
you can't punch one in the face, and then when they punch you back or vice versa, then take offense to it.
No, but here's my next point though. So I watched that at the beginning of the pod too, that night when talking in WhatsApp chat. And I feel as though there was two interactions there. The first one, I don't know who really started, I guess I did, right? I don't know who started, but it was like two interactions there. The first interaction was a short, me and Ash was going at it, and then it died down, and then we was talking, and then we was talking about something. We was talking about like some topic. You said something, Deadly, you threw it to me, and then I was talking. And then I was like mocking your accent, the usual shit. You know what I mean? Like, Zap's my boy. So like I was mocking that. And then Ash just like snapped on me and was like, oh, just hurry the fuck up. And then that's when, and I'm not saying Ash started it because that was like right after, but I'm just saying it was like it just kind of just got flared up again. And I was like, seriously, like we already just did this. Like, and then I was just annoyed. I was annoyed. I was like, all right, bro, whatever. Like, yeah, it takes two to tango. I threw shots back, but it died down and I was talking again and we were getting the pod rolling and then it just started back up again. And then that's when I really got annoyed. I was really irritated. I'm like, bro, seriously? So, and then that's when I was like, oh, well, we talking about beards. Your beard can't connect, right, to Ash. And then, back and forth again. And then I was just annoyed. I think that's where what you was talking about. When you said there was a little bit of animosity or a little bit of edge to like when we were saying, that's where that came from. When I said that to Ash about the whole like beard comment, that's where that came from because I was legit fucking pissed. I'm like, bro, all right, we threw our shots in the beginning, it died down, and then we talked about, podcast topics, and then it got flared up again. And then that's when I was really irritated. I wasn't really irritated in the beginning because again, it died down, but yeah.
I mean,
I was just, it was again, it was just bad timing. Whatever.
the conversation I had with Ash, and one of the things I brought up is that, so all three of us are obviously very close friends. We've got a great brotherhood. Like, we know we can all rely on each other. The point I made to Ash is that, like, I'm a little bit more of an outsider because you two have spent a significant time together, a significant amount of time together, gaming and streaming and that's and such. And Ash is almost part of your family. He knows everyone in your family more or less. So I knew Ash would be able to give me deeper insight into you as an individual's apps because obviously me and you speak on a every other day more or less. I'd probably say a week. But Ash, bro, where did you feel the energy came from last week?
Huh?
Because you know Zaps.
Yeah.
You spent almost every day like gaming with him and his family over the course of like the last like 6 months. So you've seen Zaps, react like that before. Where's it come from?
I can't really speak on where that may come from. I obviously have ideas,
You've
but
had you've seen him triggered before, though.
yeah, I think it's a me against the world thing. But like, yeah, from my perspective, I can say why I reacted like that is because a lot of the times the pod can get a bit yappy. And it's like we're not getting to the point. Whereas the pod is fun and all, and it's great to have these like general conversations, but staying on topic is something that is quite difficult sometimes. And the pod becomes a longer form of itself, which becomes very frustrating because, like, again, as much as fun this is right now, it still takes time in the day to like hang my car, hang out with my missus, go do some other form of work as well. So like I dedicate like a specific amount of time to it, as well as like contribution as well. So when I feel like it gets a bit yappy, like we're not getting to the point, it's like it's very hard because we've also all come from a place where we agreed like, oh, we don't interrupt people and stuff like that. And it was just more of a like, this is going to be another like 20, 30, like maybe not 30, like 20 minutes of just talking about the same shit. Like, let's move on. Cause we already introduced the topic and we're kind of like degress back to the beginning part where we're joking around and talking about our weeks and shit like that and all sorts of, yeah, that's where that came from.
So, in terms of the actual argument itself, he got annoyed at the fact that the jokes started almost instantaneously, and you got annoyed at the fact he was talking too much. But what it sounds like is that the animosity had built, there was a little bit of animosity that had built up over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, there's no animosity on my
That, yeah.
side.
No, animosity
No,
might be
yeah.
the wrong word, but.
No, yeah. And my bad to cut you off, Daddy. No, there is no, yeah, what Ash said, like, there is no animosity on his side. There's no animosity on my side either. No, that wasn't built up. Trust me, that wasn't built up. Well, I think what Ash is saying, and I completely understand where Ash is coming from too, because the pod can run really long. Like, I think it was like 2 episodes ago where it was like, fuck, bro. I'm like struggling to stay awake. I know we had the no yawn rule, but bro, I was struggling. I'm sorry. But yeah, I was just sitting here, right? I'm just there like this, and you guys were talking, and I'm like chiming in. But yeah, I do get where Ash is coming from, where the pod can run long, and I don't want that either. I do dedicate a certain amount of time of the pod so I can get stuff done afterwards. You know what I mean? So again, I
But
completely understand where Ash is coming from. No, but I think my bad, Deadly, my bad. But I think where Ash is coming from was when we were on topic of the pod and I was talking, you threw it to me. I was talking and then I was like mocking you. I was making another side joke, and then that's when Ash snapped on me. That I think I'm gonna assume that's where Ash was coming from with the whole like stay on topic, stay on pace. So, and again, to reiterate for the people listening, watching, nah, there is no built up animosity. Me and Ash literally talk every day, almost every day on Xbox. There is no animosity, to be honest. But yeah, no.
Before we move on, one thing that Zap said that I really want to touch on, and I want to get an honest response, is Zap said, "I see Ash as a brother, but I don't know if he still sees me the same way." That's
Dog, yeah.
how you feel.
Dog, because like, and I was gonna get to that too, because this past week, like, I'd be trying to. And Ash, you know me, bro. I overthink. So it's like, I don't know. Look at his ass smiling too, little fucker. No, I'm playing. But like last week, like we'll be in a party and shit. And I'm like trying to talk to this guy. And this guy's like not replying back. And it's like, okay, like I don't. So it was like, shit, bro. Like, do you even still fuck with me? Like, what's going on here? Like, I've been trying to talk to you. And it's like, I'm getting the cold shoulder here, Pop. Like, what the fuck, Ash, bro? Like, damn, Pop.
Ash, we gotta be real, bro.
Oh shit. Wait,
Oh shit. This fucking guy, bro.
when the fuck? Oh, like last week.
I'm about to put on a movie. You about to lose me.
Was I doing last week? I don't fucking remember, man. I remember. I ain't gonna lie to you.
And one.
So yeah, go on.
Oh, no, if you want to keep talking, go ahead. My
Go
fault.
for it.
Oh, all right. Well, last week, another reason why I said that too, Deli, is because when we was in a party chat, right? We were just bullshitting, right? I was about to leave for the gym. And Ash, you said something to me that was like, I feel as though that shit came from the heart, bro. Cause we was talking and Jehovah kept keep so Jehovah keeps making this joke, Deli. Damn, remember when Ash used to fuck with you, right? And that's a joke, because he's referring to like how me and Ash first met and shit. But Ash replied to that was like, oh yeah, I used to like Alex before I found out who he really was. And I'm like, bro, who am I over here, bro? Like, I'm just me. Like, so I'm like, really, Ash? Like, why do you say that? And then he just ignored me. So I was like, all right, bet. I was like, okay, whatever. I just went to the gym. I was like, okay, I don't know what the fuck. I don't know why the fuck Ash said that, but it's all good. Still loves me.
How you feel, Ash? How you feel?
Easy to stir the pot, bro.
No, I'm not trying to stir nothing.
No, it's easy to stir the pot with you.
He says it's, he's saying
Oh,
it's early. You're easy to wind
Nah,
up.
bro, don't. No, bro, don't do that.
How do you feel? How do you feel about Zap Slash?
Yeah, it's cool. He's my bro. That's my bro. That's my boy.
That you love me. Somebody stop. I'm gonna shut up. No, but
Bro,
there was no.
If you ever watch the pot back, if I'm ever joking about Zaps, you'll see me do this.
Yeah.
I'm stirring the pot. Like, you'll see it in the last one, too. I'm stirring it to make fun.
Well, you know.
Zaps, for real though, bro. Do you find it especially hard because of the way, and I'll bring us all in it, but because of how brutal me and Ash are, and we're
Nah,
not.
brutal
No,
is
bro, no, we can be brutal, but no, we have the ability to be brutal. As in, we're very good at being completely cold, giving that energy.
Nah, trust me. Ash, what you said, bro. Ash, this man talks to my family, I think, more than I do at this point on the Xbox party chat, bro. So, like, you know, there's Abe, Jehovah, my brother Rambo, right? Like, dog, and as the youngest, bro, trust me, I've been roasted a lot
No,
worse.
I know you are, bro. But
It,
the reason I say that, bro, is if you had thick skin, that wouldn't have happened last week.
yeah, no, 100%. And I'm agree. I'm not gonna be like, oh yeah, no, I was tired of it. And again, what Ash said, like he's seen me like kind of like get a little butthurt too, because it's like, bro, like sometimes I'm just tired of it. And we're to where he's coming from of saying like the whole like me against the world mentality. I think that's just kind of bullshit, because it's like sometimes, right? No, and no, real shit, real shit. So like,
No.
and I'm not gonna like allow, I'm not gonna go deep in on any situation or on any example, but like sometimes it's like I legit just be chilling, right? Like the conversation that's being had on party chat or in real life, right, will have nothing to do with me, and then it gets brought on to me just as like as a stray bullet. And I brought this up, and not again, this is, I remember it was like last year we was having a gathering and I almost snapped on my brother, because it's like I feel as though motherfuckers want to push my buttons, right? Push, not to joke around, but they'll say things to like push my buttons, and then, you know, I shrug it off, cool, whatever. But then it's like if I snap back, oh no, it all adds to sensitive now. And it's like, all right, see, now this is gonna get deeper than fucking Ash, bro. Because
Bro, talk.
No. So like, right, like it's fucking, so like when motherfuckers push my buttons, and no, this is Ash is out the picture at this point. When motherfuckers push my buttons, right? And it's like I shrug it off, cool, whatever, it's a joke. But when it keeps happening and happening and happening, right? And then, you know, I finally snap back, then I'm really am seem like not the bad guy, but it's like, oh well, Alex, why are you reacting like that? It's just a joke. Well, I don't think it's a joke, because you're saying this to legitimately piss me off, to annoy me. And I'm ignoring you at first, but then you're like in my ear. And it's just annoying. So it's like, I don't know. It's like, bro, like this is like all jokes aside, like it's like, bro, like okay, like I get it. Like you've had your laughs, bro. Please.
Ash.
And that's not even like referring to Ash, to be
No, I
honest.
get it. No,
Not
but
even, yeah, that's not even.
Ash reacted, so he's got something to say.
Yeah, I know he does. I
Let
seen
me
him
hear it,
crack.
bro. Let me
Oh
hear
no, that shit was just funny.
it. But you've got an opinion
Opinion on what?
on what Alex just said.
Alex.
Because he said he has he isn't oversensitive or got like a victim's mentality.
He does a little bit. It like the fixations are really there, because,
Great callback.
bro, I think he's more fixated on my fixations, bro.
Talk
This
about
man
it.
done, but keep going. That's my fault,
Talk about it.
bro. Alex will say something, and if people disagree with him, the first thing he says is, "If Ash said that, then no one would have a fucking problem." I will never forget the day this man posted on his Instagram. The caption said,
No,
me
here
and
we
my
go. Here
son.
we go. Here we go.
And it was this dude training his son in basketball. And Alex's family was like, bro, you don't even fucking play basketball.
And you want, I want a side comment on this too. Because I have,
I would put down a couple cones and shit. And everyone fucking locked. We had like a 5-minute joke. And then his first response was, if Ash said something about this, none of y'all would bat an eyelid, bro. Like,
I mean, that's real though.
I'd laugh because
I'm speaking facts.
I'd laugh at what
I'm speaking.
I'd laugh at Ash doing that because
I'm speaking facts.
I'm going to teach you somehow to play basketball.
Would you say?
I'm speaking facts though.
Hey, bro, Denny, do this. Do this for me.
Ain't no way. And here's another thing too.
I'm sorry, Denny. You talked about my height. I'm sorry. I've never seen Denny look defeated. All he was thinking.
I'm not even gonna hold you. Bro. I was trying to think of a comeback in my head, and there was nothing.
And I saw the defeated face. And I said, "Oh, I went too far.
I was legit in my head going, "Come back." No,
I'm sorry, bro. You can call me black one more time. It's all right.
Hey, yo.
No. You get.
And here's another thing too. Again, this is not. This is, you know, real shit here.
Go on. I love how
certain folks on my social medias and all that. And I'm gonna try and I'm gonna clip this too and try and post it on my personal Facebook. I love how certain folks on social medias, they want to stay quiet. You know what I mean? When it comes to supporting people, you know, family and friends and shit. But they're fucking snappy with it to look down on you. Oh, I love it. I just love it. Because when Ash said that about the whole Instagram story post, that reminded me. It's like, bro, like, quiet as fuck with everything else. But when it comes to like wanting to like pull a joke and make yourself seem cool for some points, you wanna have the spotlight on you. It's like, bro.
I will say, Zaps, I fuck with you heavy. Like heavy, heavy. So I'm only ever going to be honest with you to try and make you a better person, just like you would do the same for me. But you have just confirmed everything Ash has just said, bro. You just confirmed
everything. But
the thing is, this is one lesson that I had to learn the hard way, and it's something I learned. Because I used to be a pretty sensitive individual as well. Like, I used to fly off the handle over anything. But your expectations of yourself and the way you behave, you cannot expect from other people. What you're doing right there is expecting people to react the way you would react, to provide the support that you support others with. You have to learn as an individual to expect nothing from anyone.
No. Here's the thing though, because I've had this talk. No, listen, I've had this talk with Ash and Jehovah. It's like I don't care about the support, but like, you don't support me. I don't care. But don't just, if I haven't spoken to you in about 2 years and you randomly come up on me and like, it's like, where the fuck did you come from? Like, you was quiet the whole time. Stay quiet. Like, I don't care. But it's like, well, I don't care about you not supporting me, I should say. But it's like, if you're just coming up out of nowhere from the shadows, like, bro, like, I don't even talk to you. Like, where did you even come from? Like,
yeah, but like, but keeping it on topic, when it comes to Ash's family making a joke about you teaching your son how to play basketball,
but that's real though. If you know,
it may be, bro. It may be, but what's the issue? What's the issue?
Because you want me to go watch a movie again? No, I'm playing.
So you don't think as an individual that you can be overly sensitive.
No, I said it. I agreed to that earlier.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. I just want to get to that point.
Because sometimes sometimes, you know, jokes are jokes, but sometimes it's like, bro, it's like being a dead horse. It's like, all right, bro, right? Like, I get it. All right.
So to kind of bring this to a conclusion, because we've established that we're all still friends, we're all still brothers. You and I still like each other, but how do we make sure last week doesn't happen again?
Open communication. If you don't feel like joking, just say it.
My only issue with that is, yes, that's true. But my only argument to it would be, is you cannot joke with someone back and forth, and then when they carry on joking with you, suddenly want it to stop when it gets a bit too much for you.
No, well, it wasn't. No. It was
That's exactly what happened, bro.
no, but
Actually, not
we
in.
no, Deli. When we went back and forth and it died down,
Yeah, but
he didn't.
you've set the precedence for the rest of the show. You've said I'm open to joking.
Yeah, I'm just saying though. Like, but what happened last week? Ash didn't keep joking. He just snapped on me. Is what I'm saying. That wasn't him. Just. He wasn't piling. He wasn't keep trying to pile on. He snapped on me. Then I said something back. So it
But
wasn't like,
you said something back.
yeah, but still, I'm just saying it wasn't like, but you just said that Ash just kept joking and joking and joking.
Bro,
It
if I
wasn't.
punch
It
someone in
died
the
down.
face, they punch me back in the face, all the fight's done, and then they spin the block and come
No, the
back
fight
round and try
isn't
and find
done.
me again. Then it's bro, all I'm saying,
But
all the point I'm trying to get to, bro, is that you know how we all are, and you know that I don't think Ash particularly snapped. I think he got feisty, and but we know to expect that from Ash because he's a dick. He is a dick.
oh my God.
Bro, bro, you literally messaged me going, Deli, you know what? I understand what you mean now when you say some people don't like me.
Yeah, that doesn't mean I said I never did the
You
word transpire from my mouth saying that I was a dick. I just said I
can be, no,
complete.
I'm saying you have the ability to be a dick.
Maybe.
I
Well,
have
no,
the
it all
maybe.
came, yeah, but it all came to like just,
It
I
all
guess
got a
that
bit too much.
time.
It all got it was
It
bad
was
time, and it all
just,
got a bit bad, a
it
bit
was
too much for you.
a bit. Yeah, because it was like, huh?
The only point to all this, bro, is that it can't happen again. You know it can't happen again because it just isn't a good look for the podcast. It isn't a good look for us as a family.
I want it to happen again.
Because
Nah,
no one
like,
wins when the
what's
family
up?
feuds. Shout out to Jay-Z.
Okay, I was about to say, okay, Jay-Z, bro. But no, that's not gonna happen again. It was just, again, it was just bad timing, you know. Ash got irritated by something. I was irritated by jokes. It is what it is, man.
No, and I think what this pod's gonna be great, what people are gonna enjoy about it is that this is how men should communicate with each other when we have issues. Like I think this is a great display of what friends and family can do, like, and can be respectful. And
Nah,
yeah.
fuck it. Fight to the death.
And no, I would love to take this outside. That'd be great. I'd put the stripes on, the jersey on. I'd ref it and then let you two go toe-toe. I wonder what the reach would be.
The what would
I'm
be?
not going to call back to the high joke again. Because
Oh,
Zap's
I
lies
think
tell is
I
six
got,
foot.
no, real shit. I do think I have a pretty like long reach, low key. I gotta measure my shit someday.
Great, great for playing basketball.
I don't play basketball. Oh, fuck you.
Well, no. One thing I'll say before I move on, because I want to quickly talk on what we did yesterday and get your opinions on it, and then we can wrap up. But I do want to say thank you both for actually agreeing to do this, because it's never easy to come on and talk about your feelings and talk about your relationships on a public platform.
Oh,
Only
facts. And like that's the thing too, is
the
like,
UK people get that.
oh, true. And that's the thing too. Oh, that's another thing I want to bring up. First, all right, so I digress. It's funny how UK people, you guys celebrate like our Mother's Day, which is on obviously a different day, but when it's UK's Mother's Day, here in America, we don't celebrate that shit. It's just so ignorant
We
of us
don't
American
celebrate your Mother's
folks.
Day.
I swear to God, I swear to God you did. Remember?
No, I'll
You
say it. I'll say it. Like I'll like. Oh, but we don't actually celebrate it. Like I don't like.
Oh, okay. Y'all don't celebrate. Oh,
No,
okay.
no,
All right.
no.
Then
I'll
I, all right.
celebrate it on social media with everyone. And
That's what
yeah.
I'm saying. Okay. All right. So I stand corrected. 'Cause I was like, I just found that pretty fucked up. I was like, damn, they're showing us love. We can't at least give them like a hot dog eating contest or whatever. Anyways,
I'd love to do that shit. Not the glitter,
nah,
but that
fuck
like
that, dude.
the piss.
I hate hot dogs, bro. Pause. Or no Diddy, but I hate hot dogs, bro. They're fucking, I don't like hot dogs,
No,
bro.
I fuck with
I'm
them.
not. I don't fuck with them at all,
Especially the
bro.
German ones. The German ones are fire.
I was gonna say something crazy, bro.
By
Never
the way,
mind.
I heard an
Holy
American
shit.
today
I was
ask what Nokia was. That blew my mind.
gonna
Wait,
say,
what?
Nokia?
Yeah.
Is it
There
a
was a
phone?
no, Nokia, like the pasta.
Oh,
I thought you said Rocky, like the movie. I'm like, wait, what? I
No.
don't know why I. Oh, all right. I was gonna say
So,
something.
unless anyone's got anything else to say, I want to bring up what we did yesterday. Yakuza.
My bad. It was you men talking about feelings publicly and openly. That's real too, by the way, for anyone, you know, if anyone like feels some type of way about men talking about their feelings, right? And this is all jokes aside too. I'm not even trying to like be funny here. If anyone watching or listening to the pod, right? If they have a feel, if they have, if they feel differently about men talking openly on air, publicly about feelings and shit like that, yeah, no, real shit. Like again, I can take jokes, but certain days, certain times, I can't take jokes. It's just how it is. Last Sunday was just
Period.
one of those days. You said what, Ash? I
No,
wasn't trying
nothing.
to be funny. You're not my boogie. All right. But no, it was just one of those days. If you don't, if you feel as though that I'm being quote unquote soft or whatever, whatever. I don't care. Like,
He's just going
cool.
for his cycle.
It's just a yeah.
Menstrual thing.
Yeah, it's like menstrual because a man isn't that word.
So yesterday we launched Let's Talk About It.
Yeah, carry on, sorry.
Which is a
I'll
which
leave.
I one second, one second.
I'll
It was
leave.
a anally specific topic.
Well done, well done.
Thank
So
you.
Zach, you missed it. You missed it completely because you were planning your
I
birthday
was
party.
I
With
just
my
want to say
family
that
all day.
I don't appreciate the lack of the respect for the comment I made in the Discord.
Which one?
The whole like introducing it to the Discord and sending the links, I like literally put that in there and I was expecting to at least get a chuckle from someone. And all I got from Daddy was, good job with the post, bro. You need to do more. Like, I was like, fuck y'all. You didn't read it. You just saw links. You just said, oh, this guy's doing his job.
I do want to shout out Ashley because he was in mine and Brit's streams. Like,
Bro.
he was really putting in work yesterday.
I had to pull out the second mono so I could make
Me,
sure I
me.
was in that bitch properly.
But Zaps couldn't be there because obviously he was planning his mum's birthday and doing all the celebrations, which is completely understandable. But so Zaps, we can kind of get your reaction to the story a little bit, and just to give people a taste of what they can expect from that as well, is this was a real life story.
A real person submitted this
In
story.
our
I seen the
community.
clip. Oh, okay. I was about to say, I seen the clip you put in the Discord. I seen that, and that was pretty wild, but keep going.
So this woman got in a relationship with the guy, and he told her what he was into. And the way Brit kicked it off was kind of like he was into anal.
That's cool. That's, you do you.
Until she got into specifics of he wanted his girlfriend to fuck him. But not just fuck him, fist him.
That's pretty crazy. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, you can't like listen, you had to double down on the fisting. Like, you
Wait for it, wait for it. One of the things she put in there is that's how she found out that the small intestine has two large veins running through it. And you can feel the heartbeat while you're fisting.
huh? Fuck you mean you can feel the wait, hold on,
She said it was like putting her hand in warm
I
jelly.
wait, wait, ew,
I don't know
wait,
how I'm gonna
wait.
put a disclaimer on this.
Dog, wait, this is not, I have like a thousand questions. I don't even wanna ask.
I don't think we could post this.
I don't even want to ask, bro.
Can
I want to ask a question so bad, but it's like
ask
I just
it,
don't,
ask it,
bro. No,
ask
I
it.
don't. I don't. I
So
don't. I
please
don't.
don't.
I don't want to ask it,
Let the
bro.
story just die there.
Dog, I was about to say, dog.
I'm not gonna get into the rest of the story because the story itself is actually pretty dark, isn't it, Ash? Like,
And you have to go watch it on Delhi's VOD or Brit's VOD. Delhi Meat 18 or your girl Brit 69.
If y'all want the full story, let's talk about it, episode one.
what were your thoughts on it, Ash? Like, in terms of obviously you watched the
It
whole
was a
thing.
bit much for a first episode. If
It
you
was
want
a
me to
bit
be
much,
really, if you want me to
ain't no
be
fucking way.
really honest with you, I don't know when I think you have to ramp up to something like that. Like, first, well, it's not first of all, but to the person, it was completely anonymous. So to the person that did submit that, very brave to submit that from your side. From the story perspective and from every like just the entire event of that. So this is not like a slight on you or like you bringing that story to us. Very much appreciate it. And again, hoping that you can get like the help and advice and support that you need. But yeah, for like a first introductory episode to that, I think it was a bit much.
I knew nothing about the story.
No, I know, I know,
I
I know,
know.
I know.
I know.
That's just my opinion. Like, it's definitely engaging, but I think not everyone's going to engage in with that like first off, and it kind of sets the precedent for like what the hell. Like, if this is the start,
Oh,
it's
we've
only going
got.
to like ramp up.
It's like,
Like,
oh,
and then
we've got some shit lined up.
yeah, I think. Yeah, I think it was good. It was insight. It was good. It was insightful. Like, let me do the what went well. Like, it was good. It was insightful. There was a few people within, because this is live streamed for anybody that doesn't know. There were a few people in each chat, between Brit's chat and Delhi's chat, speaking, adding opinions, adding perspectives as well, which was really cool, and really good to see. And viewer retention stayed relatively the same for Brit, and then was a little bit more up and down for you, but like it was good, like a very good average overall. Yeah, I just think it was a very heavy topic at the beginning with and it increasingly got worse the more that was inputted in, and it was just like how do you bring this topic around to, yeah, I don't know, but it at the end of the day, like the people that were contributing in chat were very mature, which was really cool as well to
Yeah, I like
see.
that.
Very people related to it, so I guess for me, I didn't relate to it, which is why I found it a bit of a heavy hitter. But there were some people that were like, "Oh, we have stories about that type of stuff as well." So,
Yeah, I will
yeah.
say that was a big thing, like the feedback, the amount of interactions off stream, and the amount of stories we've now got to carry on with for future episodes is fucking crazy.
Oh, really?
And like we've probably got enough material just from this and this, and we've already got material of people we're going to interview. Like we've got people from the BDSM world that we're going to interview. We've got OnlyFans girls we're going to interview. Zaps, I want you as a guest on one of those. No, I'm joking.
Oh,
But we've got OnlyFans girls that we're going to interview. We've got we've already got a wealth of material lined up. But now some of the shit surrounding things like, because it's not all going to be sexual, it's not all going to be relationship based. We've got people who want to come on and talk about bullying, which we'll have seen in the chat, Ash.
I mean, this was an episode about, but I'm gonna shut up, bro. Keep talking. I'm gonna shut up.
We've got episodes about mental health lined up. So yeah, no, the feedback from it was great. And I agree with what Ash said. Like when I heard the story, Britt was like, "You're not ready for this." And I was like, "That's cool. Like I'm into most things. Like I've heard most things. I've seen a lot of things. I was not ready for this story at all in any way, shape, or form. I had like, as you saw, I had like a whole. I keep this on deck for all my events and stuff like that. But I had like a whole notepad.
Put it like, yeah, there we
There you
go.
go.
I had a whole notepad ready to take notes to give feedback, and I think I wrote like three things down because I
Yeah,
was.
it was a lot. And it is good
Dude,
to, again, I
I
think
got
it's
a.
good to have those conversations. I just like, because I think as well, I went with the expectation of when we spoke about it on your birthday stream. So I thought it was going to be like that. And then it turned into what it turned into. And I was like, this is not what I expected, but let the good times roll. Also, shout out me, just by the way. I want to give myself a little shout out for putting them numbers in. Come on now. That was off the dome.
No, that was great.
I like how Ash is like doing like he's pulling off like triple doubles behind the scenes and shit.
No,
Bro,
and but I think
I'm
that's where
wet
we're
for people's
headed.
streams.
Long
Not me.
term, I know like Ash's aspirations for on the team, and I think as a network, I think that's what Ash would like to do long term, no? Like the kind of the
What,
VP
networking?
side, no, like the
Yeah.
VP side of things, like the kind of behind the scenes and kind of
That's where I thrive. I don't want the
Sure.
spotlight. Like, just let me do the shits in the background.
No, like and he does that very well. And the yeah, to keep it on topic, yeah, the it was for me, and what I like about it. So I'm going off on a tangent, but for me, this episode was like kind of episode 20. It felt like if we'd done this in 20 weeks' time, I think it would be more fitting.
Yeah, I agree.
But at the same time, we kind of started off with a sledgehammer. We didn't introduce it. We kind of just went up, boom, and took its head off.
I was about to say too, like you guys weren't peeling it layer by layer. You guys were just
But
ripping it.
we fisted it in the ass, yeah.
Okay, you need to relax.
I just thinking of it from like a perspective, and I'm always playing devil's advocate. It was just like, have you, for the first ep, did you maybe decrease the amount of people that are going to watch? Do you know what I mean? Because it was so heavy that some people may be uncomfortable with that topic, and they're like, this is what it's going to be like. So do you think that could potentially happen where people are like, oh, I'm still going to tune into deadly stuff, but then let's talk about it. If it's going to be that heavy hitting, I'll probably steer away from that because it was so like off the cuff. Or do you think that it's not going to have an effect on it?
I think it's actually going to do more. I mean, I know the numbers. So the numbers were that was the best Saturday in terms of average and peak that I've had in a long time. I had a double figure average that day, and yeah, we
Okay.
got, I mean,
Wow.
so and then
Daddy,
the
stop doing
peak.
that.
What? Oh, does it look like I'm wanking? No, I'm just itching my leg.
Like your hand's
As
out
double
here. It looks like you're doing this.
double finger average,
Yeah,
double finger
bro.
average.
It was such a good average. It
Bro,
was
you on
so
your
good.
yo,
Such a good average.
you're on your Drake shit, bro. What's going on here?
Oh, but yeah, no, because I do actually just want to touch on that very quickly before we wrap
You
up.
won't touch on that.
But no, and the thing is,
He said it.
the episodes are only going to get more heavy. Like, well, not more heavy because I mean that included something that rhymes with tape. So yeah, we could don't get much heavier than that. And I just saw it zaps his eyes. Yeah, bro, it was heavy. But like I said, we're gonna talk people from the BDSM world. We're gonna speak with women who have suffered with sexual violence and all sorts. Like the woman who submitted that story is actually gonna come on the podcast in the near future and let us interview her about it. So I mean, it doesn't get much heavier than that. So
Yeah, that's crazy.
I think we set a precedence of where the show is going to go,
You
and there are going to be
did.
episodes that are going to be comedic. And I know Zaps is going to come on an episode. Ash is going to come on an episode. So I completely agree that it was an episode that maybe in hindsight, I may not have kicked off with, but the reception of it, I can't argue, like I
Yeah,
said.
absolutely. I agree. I don't think I would have chosen that episode to kick off either. But again, I did appreciate like the maturity of chat of the people in the chat as well. As well as that they actually contributed. Like no one, there's probably some people that just were like, I'm just gonna watch and see where this goes, but there were some people that actually had genuine contributions, which was really cool, which is kind of what the goal of that was as well, to have that live sort of talk session.
Yeah, no, there was two individuals afterwards that actually DM'd me on Instagram afterwards and said like that they really enjoyed it and sorry they couldn't contribute because they were doing
I think I know.
yeah, I just don't want to upset Zaps by saying
No,
it.
oh yeah, what did I do?
No,
This is
no.
what I'm talking about. This is what I'm no, I'm playing. I'm gonna shut up.
But no, yeah, they DM afterwards and just said they were doing stuff around the house or they were at work and they couldn't DM, but that like they appreciate the topics and they may be able to contribute in future.
Bro,
I heard. I
imagine
still
you're
don't
cooking
think that
dinner for
strikes
your
me.
kids and you fucking hear that fucking story. Jesus Christ, flip the pan
Yeah,
over and you're like,
yo,
oh shit.
the bit, and I'm just gonna say one last time, the bit that puts me up in the head was two, sorry, two things. One,
Ah, Deli, Deli, let him watch.
no, it's gonna be so vague that you're not even gonna be able to understand. Is the warm jelly line or warm jam or whatever she said, that line, and the fact that she could provide photo evidence for reference if needed. Both those things.
That wasn't vague at all.
No, it was because if you actually listen to it, it makes no reference to what she's talking about and what feels like warm jelly. Because you have to listen to it to
Football.
understand it. To understand. Oh.
Going back to
I
that.
actually, if you watch the clip I post on Twitter, I think I post it anyway. I actually gag at one point. Pause. But I actually like wretch is probably the word I'd probably use because it. I feel like you. That's such a space right now. It's scary, but yeah, I actually like heave at one point because what I hear is so, yeah.
It's okay, Daddy bro. Let it out. It's the
Bro,
past.
it was tough. It was hard. It was hard, but I'm repeating myself, so
Oh,
I'm not gonna.
no,
Just before we go, then, did anyone see Drake and what's her name? Red, what's her name? Female rapper, Sexy Red.
sexy red. Yep.
You
What
seen
about
it?
him?
Did you see what he did for her?
Nah.
He bought her three Chanel bags and sent her a stack of money that's like this big. And then she kind
Or
of
when,
said that Drake's basically keeping her.
oh my God! Well, Drake did deliver her to the hospital when she was about to go in labor. So,
Well, there was a couple people that I've heard on Twitter say that it's his baby.
no, I haven't even seen the baby, but nah.
But my opinion is Drake can and no shade to Sexy Red, like, but Drake can have any woman,
Any, bro, any. You
any
seen that man
woman.
bra collection?
Yeah, bro. Why Sexy Red? Like, do any of us find Sexy Red attractive?
Me personally, no.
Wow, crickets. Crazy.
Ash, Sexy Red.
No. What I
So,
find.
what's Drake doing buying three Chanel
Listen.
bags and a whole lot of money for Sexy Red?
Listen, if he
I
was
don't.
doing that. Oh, my fault, Ash. Go ahead.
Go Ash,
I was gonna
sorry.
say, I don't find Sexy Red attractive, but I also don't even think I'm in her tax bracket. So
Obviously,
what?
yeah,
So
exactly.
what? Who am I in the grand scheme of
No, but it's all
things?
hyperbole. It's all hyperbole. It's
No, I know,
all.
but it's also that same thing. Like Drake can have any girl, right, or woman, but like, why would he go for just anyone?
Yeah, but if you've got three Chanel bags to send to a girl, and three Chanel bags are nothing to Drake, to
Free
be
Chanel
fair.
bag. That's what I'm saying. It's nothing to Drake. Like bro, he made that
He's
back
probably,
by me
yeah.
listening to his song on Spotify. Like it's done. I paid for them Chanel bags.
But yeah, no, I see where Ash is coming from. It's like, bro, you can just do shit just to do shit if
I
you're
guess
Drake. Doesn't matter.
that's it.
Doesn't matter who's the woman, bro.
He
Like you
really
can
fucks
say
with
that.
Sexy Red though, don't he? He really fucks with
I
her
think I have no
heavy.
clue about
Yeah.
their relationship.
No,
I
like
think he
it's
does.
like a known factor, like they're close. They're probably fucked because Drake's fucked everybody. But at the same time, I think he actually fucks with her as a person. And a lot of people have said she's like actually like as an individual is fucking lit, so
I have to text my girl, see if she's fucked Drake now that you said that.
Do it. Just see what she says. Ask your girl if she'd
No.
fuck Drake. That's an opinion.
No. So like remember
I don't
like
want to
why
get my
Drake was
feelings hurt today.
remember why like Drake was trending on fucking X and shit and on Instagram, right? And there
Isn't
are
that
like
because of his fucking didn't wasn't there like a
his little
dick
Drake.
print or something? Oh yeah,
Yeah.
whatever.
He was like, they're like, oh, my girl's been listening to Drake heavy lately. What that mean? I'm like, bro, ain't no way. Oh, my girl's been trying to go to a Drake concert for a little while now.
Actually, I'm gonna hype you up for a sex apps. My son's mother actually said you're attractive.
Wait, huh?
Hello.
I don't know, bro. I was confused as well, but she
Fuck you
sold
being
it.
confused?
She
It's
saw
fucking
she...
beards, bro. Once I get a beard, it's over for you, y'all fucking motherfuckers.
He said it's over for you. Bro.
I think if I showed Zaps, I don't know if Zaps has seen what my son's mother like, but I think it changes life to know a woman so attractive, found him attractive.
This
I think
is
so,
ever since I joined Twitch, it's been a really humbling experience.
man. Bro, listen. We've
It's
got
been
it.
a
Bro, Ash,
roller
please.
coaster.
Bro, Ash, please. We got into this rabbit hole and we was up in that Discord
No,
for like
I'm
five
done. I'm
fucking.
done. I'm just, it's just
Bro.
reflection. It's a 6 month
No,
reflection thing.
do you know what? I'm gonna say the polar opposite. What Twitch has done for me has been horrendous. Like in terms of
Oh my God.
Oh,
Meeting
bro,
you
shut
is
the
the
fuck up.
second worst thing that's ever happened to me on Twitch, bro. It's literally the second worst
What do
thing.
you mean?
Bro,
Why?
it's like all the karmic experiences I've had, was into meeting you, and now I have to be like, I'm never the voice of, well, I sometimes am, but like I having to be the voice of reason to you is insane. It's like so difficult because I'm
I
sitting here and
mean,
I'm like, I'm watching my favorite
if
show and
you,
I'm like, what is this guy doing, bro?
Ash, if you got anyone to blame, bro, it's me. I'm the one that fucking the deli. I'm the one that vouched for you for deli, bro. So if you got anyone to blame,
I thought he was going to talk about
I
like
introduced him.
the females in the chat. I thought he was going to say like he hates seeing another man win.
No, fuck that. I ain't like that. I ain't that way inclined. I just hate seeing myself lose. I don't care about other people winning.
Well,
But no,
well,
man, no, the whole celebrity. Oh my gosh, bro.
we
We ain't gonna get into it. I'm
can't get into that. We can't touch on that.
no, but just
Remember,
we
the
need to
forbidden episode.
we need to give Zaps his flowers though. An attractive woman said that he's an attractive man.
Hey, bro, I'm saying I'm out here. Motherfuckers, listen, right? Like,
She's single,
I'm literally
Zaps.
dropped
She's
out here.
single. Do you want me to?
After the pod, if you want.
Imagine Zaps with a step kid. I'm trying to fucking hang himself.
Bro,
Oh, fuck.
remember the
Imagine
one
Zaps being
time?
my son's stepdad.
Dog, that shit will be bro, you need to
He
shut the fuck
technically
up
call you
because now
brother.
it's
That's kind of wild.
nah, bro.
Bro, Dudley, remember, bro, Eskimo brothers.
But not a chance, bro. I've already told my son's mom that she's not allowed to date anyone, so.
Oh, shit.
I would like this because I actually would love to see Zaps get murdered.
Yeah,
Bruh,
no. Do you know
oh,
what?
if you do that, you're not coming out alive.
I can ring her right now and get her on loudspeaker if you want to hear like.
Dog.
Now I'm sick. This is the most interesting part of the pod ever.
Wait, I think
Let
the
me ring
episode
her.
is running a little
Let me
too.
see.
Bro,
Let me
the
see.
episode is running a little too long right now. Oh, fuck me.
Hey, Zaps, you can go
Let
if you want. I just.
me know if you can hear it.
You got to put it on the mic, Deli.
Yeah, you have to.
Like the speaker part on the mic.
Yes. You have to be on the podcast. Yo. Can you hear me? She put the phone down.
Deli
She did
didn't
not
pay his
want
phone bill.
to be on it. She did not want
Crap.
to be
Oh, shit.
on it. She did not want, she wanted no part in this.
Bro, she wanted no parts.
No evidence
Oh, she's
doesn't
coming
exist.
downstairs. She
My ego.
might actually just speak to him. Would you have to be on the podcast? You don't have to. You
My
don't have to.
God,
You
bro. Dog, this
don't
is. Bro, I'm about to
have to.
leave.
Because you need to come over here, though. Like, you need to speak into here. What Zaps is going to lose his mind when he hears her accent. I was just talking about how attractive you are.
She can see as I'm studying my bonnet.
You hear her?
Zaps is a
I
semi.
You need to like come stand over here.
I didn't.
No, I'll tell you can just walk away if you don't want to. Which one of the boys was it that you said you thought was attractive? Can
Zaps.
you hear her? Oh,
That's a W for the good guys.
he said it's a W for the good guys. He can't because he can't find a woman
Oh, bro, don't say it like
that is
that,
on
bro. Get
that
the
is,
fuck out of
I
here.
mean it is true. that's unaccessible, that's actually unaccessible to other men and actually behaves themselves, and he's looking for a good girl in the world. And he's never met an attractive woman either. So I said it'd blow his mind if he actually saw a picture of you.
Unfortunately, I'm sworn off men, so.
Oh, then she don't count. Woo! Back in the game.
Back in the
No, that's what I've done. I don't think any of them know what I've actually done, but I was a good boyfriend though, wasn't I? So like,
oh, okay, we need to end this pod right now.
We ain't hear nothing.
We need to end this pod right the fuck now, bro.
There was no audio after you said that. There was nothing.
No, they didn't hear what you said. I was a good boyfriend because you need to speak into this. So for the most part, I was for.
Are you putting words in my mouth?
No,
I'm kidding. For the most part, yeah.
That, see,
that's not the only thing.
Sorry.
Until you weren't.
Oh shit!
Wait. Ask her three things she likes about Zaps.
Okay. Can you say three things that you think's attractive about Zaps? What do you think's attractive about him? Let you get a picture. What do you mean?
Bro, I'm about to leave. Bro, this bro, dog, I'm about to get dropped from the.
This
team.
Is how I know Zaps ain't a different animal, because I would have sent you a picture immediately, David.
Dog, I don't know what she talking.
I would have sent you. It was the quickness. Oh, that's funny.
Dog.
Oh, you're going on my Twitter. Okay. Oh, she hasn't actually got a picture. He was about to get dropped from the team. You can speak up. You don't have to whisper.
I'm whispering.
You are.
Good beard.
I knew it was the beard. I knew it had to do with the beard.
Oh, you have a kind face.
And I just
told you.
It's a good aura.
You have a good aura.
A good aura. Come on now, son. Like, bro, we out here. Ash, get the fuck out of here, bro. Leave.
She does. The thing is, her last two boyfriends have been hood as fuck. So she's finally she's sworn off bad boys now.
So bro, I'm cooked. Now. I'm so cooked. I'm literally. I'm cooked. I'm gonna say it.
Bro, I'm
gonna fucking say it. I'm literally just the N-word of the group. Like that's how
you're the N-word. She's black.
But she. You said she. She's dated hood guys. He has a kind face. What the fuck am I?
Ash wants to know if he's too dark.
You're quite light. I can't lie.
What? I'm light. Hey, let me turn this light off. Let me show you something.
The light on me disappeared. That picture actually makes him look more light than he actually is. He's dark as fuck.
End the podcast. Dark as fuck is crazy. True, but
I'm just being honest, bro. But her dad is like 100% like South African, so he's
Ash.
Dark as well. So she's
Ash.
Oh fucking hell, Zaps. Zaps. She'd have to spend half an hour with you, bro, and then she'd find you unattractive. It's all good, bro.
Yeah, and, and then she can miss me.
What's up?
This man said miss me.
Are you going to listen to us back?
Please don't.
She is, by the way, she's completely absent as well. She's for one, she's not allowed a boyfriend, and two, she doesn't like men at all, so.
Oh, that's why she likes Zaps.
That's why she likes Zaps, because she doesn't like men.
You know what? I get the kind face thing. I completely get that. I don't have a beard, so I knew
Ash,
that.
You're literally Michael Jordan on the Wizards. Not trying to hear it.
Bro. I am bad bitch repel. You know in Pokemon when you used to like buy repels at the store so that Pokemon
shit's worked every time.
I'm the super one. I'm the max, bad bitch repellent.
I'm max up, so you'd be terrified anyway. So it's all
I
good.
Think I bro, get the fuck out of here. I'm never scared, Pop.
Max, I'm not saying any of that. I'm not saying any of that.
Bro, I think we're running.
We're gonna wrap up anyway.
Yeah, we gotta get going because this is just
the little confidence I built up in my 20s is slowly crumbling away from a social media platform. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that
bro,
wild?
You're good, bro. Hey, no, listen.
Look at this. One second before we wrap. Look at this motherfucker's smile, bro. Look at this.
Who, me or Zaps?
Zaps yeah, is so gas right now.
Bro, that's like the fourth girl that said Zaps.
Bro, get the fuck out of here! I'm about
literally.
To be fair to him, if he knew what, do you know what she looks like?
Do wait, what?
My son's mom. Do you know what she looks like?
Nah, I don't know what she looks like. I really
boys, when we make the poster for the account, just put me in the back somewhere where I'm not going to be visible, so we're not going to lose viewers.
No, I just want him to see, just because I think he this would you must know. I swear.
No, I swear to God. I think I know your other baby mom.
Nah, you don't know, she's like 50 now, so.
Huh?
She's not 50, but she was a lot older than me, so. Do you know what? I'm gonna send you a picture that me and her are in, and then.
No. Just
you can't use his material. Yeah.
Because I know.
Oh, bro.
No. You can.
That's old.
Huh?
That's old.
Oh, she wants you to have a recent one.
I ain't letting this motherfucker see a picture of you and go. Well, do you want him to go and follow you on TikTok?
No, but I look horrible back then.
Me, you do not. The picture of me and you, like, it was one of the last days we had before we split up.
No, I hate
that. Just give me your Instagram.
I don't think you understand. Like, I know people that will kill you for free.
What is this, the dark web?
Bro, you're about to be on the main web, bro, as a victim.
Zaps, if you pay me, I'm pretty sure I can find her Instagram.
She ain't got social media, so we're all good.
That's what she told you.
No, oh, I'm playing. That's bad ash, bro.
No, I'm playing. Show me. She's gonna be a dumbass.
You look good in that picture. Yeah, check Discord.
Oh, shit.
No!
It's beaming off of that. Fuck.
All right. I'm not even gonna hold you, Dudley. You have an egghead, bro. Holy shit. All right, let me just.
That's deleted anyway. You can't say anymore. He is smiling so fucking much right now.
That's deleted, bro. Screenshot. Yeah. Like the fuck, like. Hello, like.
Zap, she wants to know what you think.
Yeah, she's very pretty. I like her eyes. Yeah, I have to zoom halfway.
Bro, I don't know how you can see her face with the light beaming off of that thing. Shit.
Deli, wouldn't you want? Like, that makes the... Why are you getting angry, bro? Like, I'm overseas. What can I do, realistically?
Bro, you can't do
anything. There's women here on seas. And it's like, well... I'm going to shut up.
Bro.
Let's end the pod, bro, please. Before friendship gets ruined. I already thought I lost one Pookie Bear. I don't want to lose two of my Pookie Bears.
This is insane. Oh, bro, boys, you won't hear from me tomorrow. This little ropey rope is going to be my best friend.
All right, come on.
This motherfucker doesn't get
this.
Bitches, so
wait, hold on. This woman said, "I'm not dark." She's so light compared to me.
No. She's
light. Bro,
can we end the
pod, bro?
She's light skin. No. What? All right. I'll see you.
Baby, you find me attractive, right?
Huh? She wants you to see what she looks like right now. You know what? You can tell this woman's vain as fuck because you can't see anyone else.
Nah, Danny, you gotta send that one.
You guys send this shit, bro. Nah, you can't see anyone.
I can't see it, bro.
Huh? Send it. I'm not gonna fucking send it. Fuck no. No, because this motherfucker will screenshot this. He doesn't get pictures.
Yeah, bro.
Because if he's...
Danny, I thought you was on my side. What the fuck?
Because if he's for Mother's Day,
fuck
no. Who doesn't get bitches?
Oh, just, wow. Just throws
to,
me under the
to the to the show to the woman too.
Bro, I realized that like both y'all ain't shit in front of women.
Zaps, I might have to apologize to you. That whole right, victim okay, thing that okay. I said, you might not be a victim. That might shit might just be.
You see it now, right? All jokes aside, real shit. You see it now, right?
What?
I'm trying to tell you. No one
I said, I said I apologize to him for saying he's a victim because that shit was.
Hey, by the way, Ash, that's getting clipped. You apologizing? That's getting clipped, by the way.
Oh my god. He said to the girl. He don't get no
rose. There you go. Check Discord. That's what she looks like now. I've sent it. Oh.
Oh wow.
Bro, Zaps.
Did he just say, oh wow?
Yeah. I like her necklace.
You like her necklace?
He Zaps doesn't know the power he has. He had this girl's baby mama force hit Deli to send a photo. And Zaps is
because she's as vain as me, bro.
What am I doing wrong in life, bro? What?
I just said, what's he doing wrong in life? No, what's he doing? Because he...
Dog.
Asuka's not bitches either.
Did that... I'm off the pod, bro. That's, that shit. I'm here. I'm fucking here.
No,
right now.
No, that...
Ash don't get no bitches either. Deli, you're gonna lie like that. Wow.
Because I've seen the photo of you, and Ash was like, what have I done so wrong?
Bro, that was like the funniest shit I heard all fucking day. Wow. He's like, Ash don't get no bitches either.
Ash don't get no bitches either.
Bro, everyone's catching it right now.
It's crazy.
Oh, bro.
I'm hurt because it's literally true, but shit, Deli, I didn't want to hear it.
Hey, no, like, it's cool. Ash is cool. Deli,
no, I don't fucking talk to me. Don't fucking talk.
Oh, you can't.
Bro, I thought we was on teams, Ash.
Nah, fuck you.
Oh, there is animosity. Now there's animosity.
Ash is pissed because no one finds him attractive. And this then is... Zaps is pissed. Bro, Zaps is pissed because I said he's getting some bitches.
Bro, dog, I'm dying. Bro, I can't breathe. Bro, I'm sweaty.
Bro, they both are going through something.
Bro, I'm sweaty as fuck.
Anyway, we're gonna end the pod.
No. Ash finds himself unattractive. Ash gets no bitches. Is there anything else you want to say on the pod before we wrap it up and you never see me again? You will both be in my suicide note.
This is actually 13th reason why.
13 reasons why, bruv.
Twitch is the worst thing that's ever happened to me in life.
No, bro.
Ash, let's be honest, bro. You can never feel bad about yourself because we're friends with Zaps. Your body count is like... if your body count was 13, you've got 30 more bodies than he's ever had. So you will never feel bad about yourself, bro.
I like how Deli's talking when he's the cuck, but okay.
How much... Oh! Do you know what? That's hilarious because now what you've done is you made me angry again. So this is another bitch I'm gonna have to take off you.
Yo! I can't get mad at that. I can't get mad at that, Deli.
And this has been the Real Talk Podcast. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. This was episode 12, I think. What a good one. We will catch y'all later. Hope y'all have a good day.
Bro, my chest is hurting.
Peace out.
Peace. Bro, end the recording, please. End it, please. Oh, I love y'all.
God, bro.
Bro, end it. Deli, end it.
I'm finna fucking leave.